The battle for New Hampshire's first congressional seat is officially set. It will be Republican Eddie Edwards versus Democrat Chris Pappas in November. It was a hard-fought, often negative campaign on both sides of the aisle, NHPR's Lauren Chulgen reports.
First District voters certainly had their work cut out for them this year. After years of electing the same two candidates, this cycle, voters in both parties were faced with crowded primary ballots. Democrats had to choose from 11 candidates. And for Ann Ketterer from Manchester, that made for an agonizing decision. Chris Pappas is her executive counselor, and she trusts him. But she's friends with Maura Sullivan.
I also adore Naomi Andrews. She's wonderful. I personally know Deglan McEachern. I love Deglan. And I'm not the only one who really struggled with today's decision. Now, but what it came down to is a hometown boy.
And in the end, it was that hometown boy, Manchester native Chris Pappas, who won big.
You know, I always trust Granite State voters to get it right. And tonight they didn't disappoint.
Pappas took home more than 40% of the vote, a decisive victory in such a crowded field. He beamed through his victory speech at the Puritan, his family's business, while a crowd of supporters slurped mudslides and munched on chicken tenders.
You know, New Hampshire's first district sent a crystal clear message tonight. They're ready for a candidate who shares their values and is prepared to get to work. They're ready for a check and a balance on President Trump and the Republicans in Congress.
Supporters were quick to point out another message, that Pappas's local roots and his path up New Hampshire's political ladder, that's the way New Hampshire Democrats do politics. It was a direct message for Maura Sullivan, a candidate who considered running in multiple districts before moving here, and she struggled all summer to shake off the carpetbagger label. But in a district that's been dubbed the swingiest swing district, Pappas has a busy 8 weeks ahead. Pappas will face Eddie Edwards, a former Southampton police chief and head of enforcement for the State Liquor Commission. Edwards worked to attract Trump supporters. Trump won this district in 2016. Edwards was also endorsed by former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, now Trump's personal attorney. At his victory speech at the Toyota dealership in Portsmouth, Edwards ticked off what he sees as the president's accomplishments.
Minorities are working. Women are working. Wages are starting to increase. You have more money in your pocket. It's time to get it done. It's time to make sure Washington, D.C. does not interfere in the state of New Hampshire's business. That's what I'm going to Washington to make sure that I am your warrior.
Edwards beat his main rival, State Senator Andy Sanborn, by about 3,000 votes. The two have spent the last few weeks attacking one another. News came out over the summer that Sanborn had made a crass comment to a State House intern. Edwards called it part of a pattern of predatory behavior.
You guys spoke loud and clear that ethics, character, integrity matters. It matters most here in the Granite State.
And for voters like Pat Thomas of Hampstead, Edwards' emphasis on character made the difference.
That was the number one thing with me. And then he's got a background as a veteran. He's got he was a police chief, and he's not politics as usual.
No matter who wins in November, it will be historic. If Pappas is elected, he would be the first openly gay representative from New Hampshire. And Edwards would be the state's first black congressman. For NHPR News, I'm Lauren Chulgen.